Audi VA Mobile.
Dave, this is your old TR, sitting here at home.
Hey, Mr. Tom, I guess you can't get in too much trouble there at the house.
There's a thunderstorm moving in on us just now. It hasn't started raining yet, but it's thundering a lot, and it's headed towards us.
Through Taylor's, I told him to keep going. I said, be sure and hit Tom Ralph's house, and he said, no problem. I said, be sure to hit the antennas, especially.
Well, I got a sneeze now, so I'm going to unkey. Go ahead.
No, I wouldn't wish something that bad upon fellow ham radio operator, I tell you. The one thing you don't want, lightning running in. But anyway, it really wasn't. I didn't see any lightning. I heard some thunder, and we had some, good downpour of rain, but it didn't last, a whole long time.
Well, it's my understanding that when the lightning breaks the sound barrier, that's what you're hearing in thunder. So one says there probably is another one there, too. No, I have two small antennas for VHF, one on each end of the house, Dave, only because it was a lot easier to do that way. One of them's on the carport, hopefully well grounded, and I don't even know what kind they are anymore, but they work okay. I was getting ready to mow the grass this afternoon. Now, as far as I can tell, is it wet out there on the driveway, Bernice? I can't. Yeah, I was just waiting on the grass to dry out, and then I was going to go out and mow grass.
And run, you might can get it done, but I don't think you're going to make it. See, now you got your new excuse. Oh, darn, I'm going to have to wait another day to cut that grass. I know that just tears you up.
Well, it's not terrible. It's really nice out in the front yard. The backyard out there where the septic's at, it grows like crazy out there real fast. Yeah, I don't want to play lightning rod or play like a golfer or a tennis player out there waving that thing in the air trying to attract it like some people I know.
I have you know, tennis players don't play in the rain because as soon as that ball gets wet, man, it gets so dang heavy, and that's very detrimental to your racket, and plus it makes it dangerous, especially if you hit one of those white lines. Boy, they're slick as glass when they get wet. So, anywho, I did see. One time I was down, I took a group of senior adults down to Spring Maid and in Myrtle Beach, and there was two golfers there, and they were playing, and I mean, it was like a monsoon rain. It was coming down, and they were out there with their umbrellas, and half the golf course was a lake, and they were out there playing.
Bernice used to come up. My first job I worked at for 32 years, and she would bring my lunch up because she was sewing, and that was her break, too. And we'd go out to Lincoln Park, and there was an 18-hole golf course there, and we parked right alongside the golf course, and I've seen street lightning out there, and those guys still out there with those lightning rods in their hand.
Is that a bed or something going? I don't know. It was awful. There was just flooding everywhere, and I mean, it really dumped a lot of rain in a short period of time. And and they just weren't giving up. Maybe they were on the 17th hole or something. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the courses down there. It's right along the highway though. Well, stand by just a minute. I got to place an order here on the drive through.
And 0TR.
KB4CPA.
Yes, you are. Let me mute this television. Yeah, it looks like the biggest rain went over south of Lake Robinson over Lake Cunningham going to the east and is headed towards the south end of Lyman Lake and towards the city of Lyman and Duncan. And Greer, but it just missed us. We're just in the green. The rest of it's in the yellow and orange.
W2T.
Rusty KB4CBA.
Found that HF that was on behind me, being noisy, but I'm getting it tuned up to do some CW about 5 o'clock. Just provided I can hear the net and all. Good afternoon, you, David. Good afternoon, you, Tom. Tom, are you on your way home, or are you out and about, or what's the story? I need to talk to you on the phone sometime soon.
I'm here at home, just sitting here. Bernie's just fixing dinner. And I'm just sitting here watching the radar and the TV.
I'll go back talking. I'm doing about 4 or 5 things over here at the house this afternoon. I reset my radio room yesterday, and now I'm working. I've got where I can get to another table behind me, and I'm doing a little bit of cleanup and things on that. Anyway, Tom, after you get off the radio here in a little while, would you just give, you've got my phone number, would you give me a call?
Sure. No problem, Rusty.
All right. I've got something I want to talk to you about, and I don't want to put it on the air because then we might be sent one of those nice little pink slips from one of the monitors because we were talking about something that is commercial. Talk to you later. N0TR with KB4CBA, W2T. Hey, David. Bye, David. Go ahead, David.
QSO there for you and me, Rusty. yeah. Well, I was going to say, when you said... when he said what you want to call me, I wanted to chime in but say something derogatory, but anyway, I held back.
That's rare. usually one of us gets you in a blow. It's looks like pretty heavy rain down there going towards Duncan and Lyman right now.
Putting up a ceiling fan when it came through. Our area, so they're not supposed to do any work on Sunday, but my wife wanted me to put up a ceiling fan, and when she wants something done, she wants it done yesterday.
I think the good Lord will forgive you for that. When the War Department says something, it's kind of like EF Hutton. You better listen, or else you get slapped around a little.
Yeah, for her to have to go and buy another frying pan. She's got several with the imprint of my face.
It'll never sell.
If I don't have a good face, you know, then I might get... look like, you know, Elvis or something, then we could say, you know, that you got slapped around with these. Oh, me, I tell ya. And I've got a soundboard that went out, sound bar, they call them, that sits on that little speaker that sits under your TV. It's long, but it's, you know, it's not very tall. And the board that converts the AC to DC has gone out, and I used to tinker with it and get it going again, but no joy. it's, I think it's finally, bit the dust. So I have another one upstairs that I don't like. And I'm going to take it apart and see if that board will fit in there. And, because it converts 120 down to about 26 volts DC.
Yeah, Dave, most of that stuff is throwaway. It's microprocessor controlled and surface mount technology, and I just don't even try anymore. I'll take it apart and look at it and see if I see anything fried. But what are you going to replace a diode that's a 16th of an inch long and a 32nd wide with if you don't have special tools and if you don't have that particular number of diode or transistor? That's about all the bigger they are. They look like a gnat or a fly down there. They ain't a thing near as big as a fly. I should take that back. But, yeah, that's a pretty good-sized thunderstorm going on there. Well, I'm going to go over and get me a cup of coffee. And, yeah, it's not good to mess around with the electrical while it's storming. I can tell you some stories about that from where I worked at. and it was 480 volts, three phase. And I just got to where I told them, I'm not going on the roof if there's a thunderstorm, period. Fire me if you want, but I ain't going.
If you're on the roof, then you're the highest object on the roof. That's not good. Because lightning finds or is looking for the easiest, least path of resistance, is what I was trying to say. And that just might be you. And we'd like to have you around a few more years anyway. I have somebody to pick on, KB4CPA.
Yeah, well, I worked there 32 years, and I'd go out there in an ice storm and crawl across in the ice on my hands and knees, and my feet would be dangling over a 20-foot straight down drop to the concrete, and my head was, well, I was leaning over a piece of angle iron into the control panel, and it was all 480 volt three phase in there, and that was a lot of fun. And one day I was in the air compressor room and it had flooded and there was like a couple of inches of water, and I was kneeling down and working in a control panel, and I had one of those fine Radio Shack jumpers across a control circuit, and I had put it in there and started the 75 horse compressor up, and it was running fine. And I kneeled back down to look in there, and you know how sometimes when you put an alligator clip on a terminal, it'll slowly work its way off and then fall on one end, and it did, and it hit the ground and blowed 150 amp fuse, and not far from my face. And that was in 32 years, and that was to hurry up and get the air compressor back going so the sandblast room could be started. you learned you just had to say no occasionally.
Stuff like that with cars, you know, run. If you want to see if something's working, it's just you can't get to the terminal or the wires to test it, see if it's got power and ground, so you just hook it directly up like a fan motor or something. And my test leads didn't have any fuses on them, so yeah, I guess, come to think of it, that wouldn't be a bad thing to do. But since I don't work on cars much anymore, I guess I need to mess with that. But boy, I tell you, I got a test lead hanging from my toolbox right now. It's made me a lot of money over the years.
Yeah, there's some grim reminders of stupidity that we can remember, and I didn't do anything particularly dumb. I had the machine running, but the jumper fell off, and I was going to go back and replace it, of course, but not in 2 inches of water, and with a raging thunderstorm going on, it was blowing. We had an exhaust fan with louvers, electric louvers on it, and it was blowing rain back in through the exhaust louvers and flooding the air compressor room. It was that hard. Kansas storms are a little more severe than they are down here, usually. Not always, but usually. And I'll tell you, I don't miss that one darn bit, Dave. And we've all got ways of troubleshooting and all, but occasionally even the best of us make mistakes.
That's how you learn. Thank you. Have a good day. That's how you learn, by, unfortunately, it's by making mistakes. It's like, you know, Babe Ruth was a home run king, but a lot of people don't know he struck out over 1,000 times. you gotta get those out of the way so you can, you know, hit you a good one. So, and hopefully, you know, you can apply what you have learned and with from your mistake and not do it again. Because if you do it the second time, then that borderlines on stupidity or some word like that.
Well, the biggest danger with the automotive is the amperage. Highly unlikely you'd ever get shocked on them. Now, I'm not including the electric cars of today with 500 volt buses, etc. But the amperage will get you. I had a Radio Shack jumper just virtually melt my hand one day and put a streak across my hand. Another day I had an Air Force guy who was very experienced. He was working on a forklift, and I told him, his name was Tom. I can't remember if his last name, do you, Bernice, the one from Armour? But anyways, I respected him, but I told him, I said, this starter in this forklift was failing. After the engine heated up, the starter from the heat would go to ground, and then it wouldn't start afterwards. And he didn't believe me. Nothing wrong with the starter. And after a while, I got aggravated at it, and the boss was questioning my abilities. So he was standing there. I said, the starter will go right now. He had it out, and it was cold. And I just laid it across the battery and took a jumper and pulled the solenoid in, Dave. And it, you know, just for a second, so it went over speed because it didn't have a load. And it actually threw all the solder out between the commutator, just whoosh, like that, right up towards our faces. And I learned a lesson. You don't do that.
That's one of them oops moments. Yeah, and I bet you never did that again either. I used to have a snapper, the Ride More. I don't need one anymore. I got rid of it, and but the battery went dead, and I would take my I had one of those industrial battery chargers like they use at the automotive shop, and I'd take that thing out there. And just, you know, hook the ground somewhere to the lawnmower, and I'd go directly to the starter and start the lawnmower up. And I did that for several months before I quit using it. Oh, man, the things we do. But it worked, so. All right, well, I'm sitting in the driveway, and I got some nice, warm chicken here. And so I'm going to go in the house, and the wife's waiting on me, too. So I'll say 73s, and I'll clear out of here after your final. N0TRKP4CPA.
This is N0TR. Yeah, Dave, needless to say, believe me, the starter was bad then. It scared the bejudies out of him. And they put a new starter in it. We didn't have any more problems. But I have seen starters, which normally, they'll be 100, 150 amps on a draw. When you start them in inrush, I've seen a dragging starter on a car draw 400 amps. And you stop and think about that. Times 12, that makes a lot of watts. And it makes it dangerous. You can really get hurt. Anyways, you have a good day, Dave. Nice talking to you, and we'll catch you down the line. Bernice is over here making two nice filet mignons. 73s, KB4CPA, N0TR.
73s, KB4CPA.